President John Dramani Mahama has assured the Council of the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences of adequate provision of funds to complete its first headquarters under construction in Accra. The 12 million cedi project was begun last year and has reached different stages of completion. President Mahama gave the assurance when he met the Council on the premises of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research in Accra. He said government will collaborate with the Council to celebrate and honor the work of the Academy. Seth Aya reports.
The Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences was established in 1959 by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah through an Act of Parliament. In spite of the contributions of the Academy to arts and sciences in the country, the oldest academy in West Africa does not have a permanent secretariat for its activities. The government therefore promised to provide the Academy a permanent headquarters to support its work. President Mahama, then the Vice President, cut the sod for construction to begin. The project, which has reached an advanced stage, is expected to be completed next year. At a meeting with the members of the Council of the Academy in Accra, the chairman, Professor Francis Aluti, spelled out the purpose of the Academy to stress its importance to the country's development. He appealed to President Mahama to honor members of the Academy every year, as was done by Dr. Nkrumah.
The main purpose of the Academy is to promote the steady extension and dissemination of knowledge in the arts and sciences, establish and maintain proper standards of endeavor in all fields of art and sciences, recognize outstanding contribution to advancement of art and science in Ghana, contribute effectively to the development of Ghana and Africa by examining and addressing crucial issues of development in Ghana. During the assignment time, every year, fellows are honored by the state to celebrate the achievement of the fellows because they are talented who have reached world fame. So the idea is that this will encourage the young people to also aspire to contribute to knowledge.
President Mahama, who is the second sitting head of state apart from Dr. Nkrumah to have visited the temporary offices of the Academy, said the project is dear to the government. He will therefore ensure that funds are made available to complete it on schedule.
We're hoping that we should be able to finish this headquarters building so that at last the Academy would have a permanent place that it can call home. And I'm sure that that would stimulate the work that you're doing in terms of promoting knowledge of the arts and sciences. We all know that we live in a knowledge society today, and it is how you promote and disseminate knowledge that makes the difference in success between countries. The government is willing to cooperate with the Academy to promote your work in any way. Because of budgetary constraints and all that, every sector is suffering some lack of resources to carry out the work that they're doing. But it's temporary. I mean, to try and bring down the deficit, we are having to put in some austerity measures. I can see from 2014 into 2015 things getting much better than they have been in this particular year.
President Mahama expected progress of work on the building. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.